Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jerry Brewer is a sports columnist for the Washington Post. And I always encourage you, download the Washington Post app or you can go to WashingtonPost.com. He's got a column today that is titled, "In an Era of LeBron James and Super Teams, Jimmy Butler Created His Own Maverick Model." And the first line of the column is, "It turns out that Jimmy Butler reset the NBA, not Kawhi Leonard." And we talked about it a little bit, Jerry, before you came on. But explain to everyone what Jimmy did in your mind.
Yeah, and I remember when Kawhi chose to go to the Clippers when he had an opportunity to create another super team. Most people talked about the Lakers. Some people might have said Philly or whatever. Just him deciding he was going to leave Toronto and not go to another team that had two established all-star to superstar caliber players, everyone's like, oh, now it's back to being a league of great duos, and Kawhi deserves so much credit because he's going to create this battle for L.A. that will also be the battle for the Larry O'Brien trophy. And to be honest with you, when you really look at it, I mean, all he did was just follow a lesser version of what had long been established. You know, I mean, we're a decade into this star alliance type of era. And you can point back to the formation of the big three with Bosch, LeBron, and Wade. If you want to, you can scooch back, another couple of years to when Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce came together, although that was via trade more than free agency. But Jimmy Butler, and I didn't know what the hell he was doing when he left Philadelphia and decided that he was going to come to Miami. And I said, you know, Jimmy Butler's a nice player, but Jimmy wants to be more the star than he really wants to win. He saw something different in that Miami team. He saw a gritty team that needed him, a team that he could lead and lead responsibly and take them to the next level. And I'll be damned if he wasn't right.
And Jerry, it's crazy because Jimmy is this 10th year, bro. He's been in the league for 10 years. Why did it take him so long to find a team that can fully embrace the real Jimmy Butler? Why did it take this long for Jimmy? Because it didn't work in Minnesota, didn't work in Chicago, didn't work in Philly, even though he made big shots. He decided to leave. Why did it take this long for Jimmy to figure out where can they love that Maverick Jimmy, as you were calling him in your writing?
Yeah, he had never been in a situation where a team, as he came in the door, said, "You're our guy. We want you. We want everything about you. And we want the way that you play to influence us." You know, in Chicago, he was drafted as the last pick in the first round into what we thought was a good situation. And then, Derrick Rose was coming back from injury, and he and Derrick Rose never really fit. That situation should have worked, but he never saw eye to eye with Rose, and he also never saw the best of Derrick Rose either as he graduated to stardom. And so and then they went downhill, obviously, because Rose never got back to being the MVP caliber player that he was. Then you go to Minnesota and you're like, okay, Minnesota, it really should work out. They added the toughness and all the things that Jimmy puts together. You put him out there with Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins, and that really should work. Well, he exposed Karl Anthony Towns and Wiggins as being soft and not that into winning. And so, you know, he moves on and they trade him to Philadelphia. And you're looking at that and you're, once again, you're like, hey, he can add the toughness and the veteran leadership to a young team. But there wasn't enough time, first of all, in Philadelphia. And then secondly, Jimmy being the reflector that he is of your culture, that was not the right culture for him. There's too much nonsense going on with Embiid and how he views stardom and also with Ben Simmons. So finally he had an opportunity in a true open free agency to pick his team. And Miami said, you're everything that we want, which makes a lot of sense when you understand who Eric Spoelstra is, who Pat Riley is, what they have always valued. And he said, cool, I'm coming to Miami. And then they were able to execute the sign and trade. And it's been transformative for a team that, since LeBron left, had just been kind of floundering, you know, in the playoffs, out. You know, maybe you're able to have a little bit of playoff success, but you are never a true championship contender since 2014. Now, even though they're an underdog, even though Jimmy says they're not, and a pretty heavy underdog in this series, you not only see a present with the Heat, but I see a future. I see them getting a lot better organically. There's a lot. I mean, you look at how Bam can improve. You look at how Tyler Harrell can improve. You look at some of the core pieces there. But then also in terms of, you know, how they manage the cap and then also the assets that they have, if they were able to pull off a big trade in the next 12 months, you know, a Giannis caliber trade, you could see how they could get back and be the class of the East for a number of years.
Jerry Brewer is with us. You can read his work in the Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com. You could download the Washington Post app. Speaking of the roster and this particular series, Jerry, you've got Jimmy Butler, you said, perfect Heat culture guy. He's got that Heat DNA. But you look at this lineup with Goran Dragic, who is playing like an all-star even at 35 years old, Bam Adebayo, who's getting better by the game, Tyler Hero, who's playing like a veteran, not a 20-year-old rookie. You've got Jay Crowder. They needed Andre Iguodala the other night. He gave them quality minutes. Kelly Olynyk has given quality minutes during the playoffs. It's a pretty potent and fairly deep roster. Do you give them a chance against the Lakers in this series?
I do give them a chance. I would predict Lakers in six. However, I think there's a couple things that really work well for Miami in this series. Their shooting has been really extraordinary in the postseason, and I think they can shoot it even a little bit better than they have, to be quite honest. So I think they've got some games in which they can make 15-plus three-pointers, and that helps you as you're trying to grind out possessions against a big Lakers team that's not that dynamic at guard in terms of challenging you and offensively, but then also just guarding you. I mean, their guards, they're points to be had, you know, and that's respecting guys like KCP and guys like Green, who are good defenders, but that, you know, especially at point guard, they're not great defensively, there's opportunity there, I think, for Miami. They're going to have to really you know, at guard, dominate the series for them to have a chance to win. And they also, they've got some options. They've got some bodies to throw at LeBron. You're not going to stop LeBron. He's going to be on another level of determination to try to get championship number four against the team that taught him how to win championships. So you're going to see the best of LeBron, but you can throw Jay Crowder at him. You can throw Andre at him, and Andre has been very good against LeBron on the biggest of stages. And so there's an opportunity, I think, to do some things. But the problem is Anthony Davis, and Anthony Davis versus Bam is a great matchup. However, it can't be all on Bam to try to defend Anthony Davis and do what he can do on the offensive end. You know, I really worry about Bam and foul trouble. I'm not sure. Maybe in this series I might be willing to let, in certain situations, AD go off a little bit to keep Bam on the floor. I think that's something to watch out for, because if Bam is on the bench a lot in this, then the Lakers get to play that bully ball against you. And we saw against a Denver team that's pretty limited and pretty banged up, we got to see how that worked when they were able to get Jokic in foul trouble. You don't want that to happen with Bam, because he's just so integral to everything that they do.
And Jerry, one thing that Jimmy's been criticized for in his playoff run, and, you know, we do daily radio, so we go through all the ups and downs and the emotions, but being aggressive, like the Heat have, you know, they have Bam has 17, Dragic has 26, Jimmy has 22, you know, Tyler have 18. They have a real team that adds up to 110, 115, 120, whatever it is. But playing the Lakers, knowing that AD and LeBron, it all runs through them too. Does Jimmy, does Goran, does Bam, does anybody need to be more aggressive to keep up with the 60-plus, maybe 70 points that LeBron and AD are going to score on a nightly basis?
No, I mean, I think they got to play Heat basketball. And I think that's what really separates them, is that they can give you four or five, six guys in double figures. And I think Jimmy – I don't know if he's been battling something this year. You know, his numbers shooting wise in the postseason have gone up dramatically, but in the regular season, you know, the jumper was broke for whatever reason. If it's a shoulder or something else that was bothering him, he's 31 years old. He's kind of transforming as a player from being someone who can give you 25, which he had never averaged 25 in his career, but he can give you 25 or 30 on any given night, to just being someone who is he's probably going to lead you in assist. He'll guard whatever the toughest perimeter matchup is that he has to guard. And all of those things, he's really a fill in the blanks type of star who is able to use the attention that a defense gives him to help these other guys get open shots, whether it be Tyler Hero or so on and so forth. So I think that's just who Jimmy is. And while we would like for him to just come out and dominate, I'm not sure that that is his game offensively. And I'm okay with that not being his game, because his influence on the entire field, on everything that is happening, is so great that I think we have to measure him in more than just points. I don't think that they have that you can expect the Heat to upset the Lakers just on Jimmy going off and, say, averaging 28 for this series. I don't think that's the formula for them. I think the formula is very much what we have seen against them, especially against Boston and Milwaukee.
And, Jerry, on the way out, I got to ask you about the Clippers with, you know, we talked about it, where Jimmy, obviously, he was more successful with the Heat than Kawhi was with the Clippers. You add Kawhi and Paul George, and they get knocked out, not even by the Lakers, Jerry. They get knocked out by the Nuggets. Doc Rivers gets fired. Was he the real problem, or was he a scapegoat because they have so much money attached to Paul George? Because I tell you, Jerry, Paul George was terrible in the bubble. I blame Paul George, but then they fired Doc Rivers. I was confused.
I see you're on that pandemic T line of thinking.
I like it.
Doc Rivers absolutely was the scapegoat. Now, Doc has some stuff. I mean, most every year in L.A., that team underachieved. But they're the Clippers, and they always have these unique circumstances, whether it be Donald Sterling or whether it be some of the things that they had this year. It's a long road for them to fix the culture of that organization. And as good as they have been in trying to improve some things, particularly in Ballmer's ownership, they don't have a Pat Riley running the show. And I think ultimately they did move on because there was nothing else that they could do. I mean, you got five draft picks in addition to $35 million a year invested in Paul Pierce. He's going nowhere. And obviously you wouldn't even dare think about doing anything with Kawhi Leonard because he's still so good. That team is a mess, and it takes a certain kind of personality to handle them. And that becomes the question. Like, can you do better than Doc Rivers, particularly as it relates to handling all of those egos? No, you can't do better. They chose to do different, and they're hoping that maybe this might be something like Toronto when they went from Dwayne Casey to Nick Nurse, just that a different voice and a different way of looking at things may help that team get over the hump. I'm not sure that they do.
Jerry Brewer, read his latest at WashingtonPost.com or on the Washington Post app if you're a Heat fan. Again, it's about Jimmy Butler and what's going on here in Miami. Game time, 9 o'clock or so tonight. You can hear it on 790 The Ticket. And, Jerry, we appreciate you giving us your time this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.